We just started our five-part series, Wiener, Whiner, Wanker, Warrior, and Winner. These are mindsets. And already, my email, my social media has gotten a little busier than normal. People are saying, well, I'm wondering how you're going to cover Wanker. Well, you'll be surprised. And guess what? That's what we're covering today. So hold on. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're doing okay. It's been another good week. Get a little bit of rain here in Minnesota. We need it. It's been 127 degrees the last 4 months. I don't even have a lawn anymore. I don't know what happened. Does grass grow back once it becomes dust? I'm not sure. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Hey, thanks for the emails. This week already I've got some pretty fun emails regarding this series, so keep them coming. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Also, you need a website, check out Tony Herman's Websticks, webstix.com. Build you a big website, small website, anything you need. His team's incredible, and he's the coolest cat on the net. Now, special little pitch here for Well-Built Supplements. They are doing, for the month of July, a giveaway where you get a free supplement a week. But here's how you have to get your name into the drawing. You can go to their Facebook page, Well-Built Supplements, but you submit your email. There's a link. You must like them on Facebook. You must tag two friends. I know some of you, that's going to be the hardest thing. I only have one friend. And then you must share this post to your story or profile. And then you could get chosen to get a free supplement. And you say, why is that a big deal? Because they've got amazing supplements. Daily greens, probiotic, vegan protein, whey protein, digestive enzymes, omega-3s, performance energy, performance BCAAs, vitamins for men and women, just a whole bunch of great stuff. I've taken them, I use them, I like them. That's what I'm going to say. I wouldn't promote anything I don't like, okay? That's why I'm never going to promote cauliflower. All right, today we are taking on the mindset wanker. Now, hold on. I'm going to give you the definition, the Urban Dictionary definition of a wanker. Someone excessively and annoyingly pretentious and or false. Let me give you a great example. Basically, a wanker is someone who thinks they know it all. And they may not even know that they don't know it all. They might not even realize they come across like they know it all. But everyone around looks at them and is like, dude, you are so full of it. But anyway, I was at the gym the other day. And now before I get into this, let me just say, when it comes to the gym that I go to, it's a big box gym. So here are the details. I know just about everyone there. And I literally am asked daily for training advice. And I give it freely, more than happy to help. I used to own my own powerlifting gym that was voted number one in the country at one time. And I never assume or ask why someone's doing a certain exercise or maybe even a certain way unless I think they're going to hurt themselves. So there's this young kid, about 16, 17 maybe, and he's training a very pretty girlfriend. I only mention that because this kid is insecure, arrogant, 4 out of 10 stars, all over him. I mean, just see it. I walk up to him and I kindly and jokingly ask, hey, can the old guy give you some advice? From the second that sentence left my mouth, this kid explained to me what he was doing, why he was doing it, and how I didn't understand why he was doing it. I said, great, but if you'd like to save your knees, you might think about doing it this way. He again explained to me, and probably about every other strength coach in the world, that you know that they don't know what they're talking about, because he explained to me, I don't know what I'm talking about. I smiled. I said as serious as I could, wow, I didn't know that you knew everything. Good for you. And I simply walked away. I walked away from a wanker. You know why most people, and I mean 99.99% of most people, succeed? They willingly seek out advice from others who are smarter than themselves. You know why 99.99% of the people who fail? Because they don't. It really is that simple. Perseverance is great unless you are headed the wrong way. Reading and studying the competition is great unless you can actually talk to them and or even hire them, so much better. When I was young, I thought I was cool. I thought it was cool to know everything. But nobody else thought it was cool that I knew everything. I went to a conference and my brother-in-law and I went to eat lunch. We got a chance to bump into and eat with one of the most renowned speakers in the world regarding theology. My brother-in-law plasters him with questions, and at one point he smiles and says, "That's all I know now, but I hope to continue to learn more from discussions like this." Look, he could have buried my brother-in-law in seconds, but he was kind. He was calm, he was reflective, and he was still seeking to learn even from us. I walked away from that thinking, I'm going to buy every book this guy's ever written and read them. And I did. You can learn a lot from really smart people, and sometimes it is simply that you can learn from anyone if you check your ego at the coat rack. Take this reality check. Ready? Buy a notebook and begin to fill it up with a list of all the things you don't know. The easier it is for you to do that, probably the less of a wanker you are. Now, once you begin to do that, turn to Psalms 139, verse 23, where it reads, "Search me, O God, know my heart. Test me, know my anxious thoughts." That word there, search, means to intimately and deeply penetrate every area of my life in great detail. And that word there, anxious thoughts, well, it's translated many different ways, but in the Greek, when the Hebrew, it really truly means my secret thoughts. Thoughts that I might not even know I have. See, that's the problem with wankers. They don't know what they don't know. And the truth is they don't know that they don't know everything. If they knew what they, didn't know, which was that they don't know everything, it would help them out a lot. Now, with God telling you what to work on and showing you your anxious or unknown thoughts that you haven't even seen, as you begin to pray and make that list, continue to work them out. And as you write that list, might I suggest you first repent to God and secondly, ask Him to help you not to do that again, not to repeat those behaviors. See, all in all, in the long run, not only do wankers fail at a lot of things, but at the end of their life, they find themselves strangely alone because nobody wants to be around a know-it-all. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.